This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays, Robbie and Dean, and it's harder and harder to be here with you every week, Dean.
What do you mean?
No, I lie. I love being here.
How dare you, Robbie?
Somewhere else I loved being over the weekend, Dean. I went to a baby naming ceremony.
Wait,
are you aware of the baby naming ceremony?
No, my nephew was born last week, and right. They just gave it a name. Like, we didn't have a party for it.
Yeah. Well, the baby already has a name.
Okay, how does it work?
I think it's sort of an alternative to a christening, maybe a non-religion.
Oh, so it's like a reason to have a bit of a celebration for their birthday, yeah, people, yeah, around, and sausage rolls. Are there sausage rolls?
Gosh, you know, there was no sausage rolls.
Oh, no, party people, what are you thinking?
They had external caterers and it was all Mexican food.
Oh, always. There should always be. I was at two weddings this weekend. And neither of them had sausage rolls. Actually, there were sausage rolls at one, but I couldn't get to them in time.
It's like they don't listen to Mad Wednesdays and they haven't heard your request.
I know. How dare they?
But anyway, we went to... It was sort of a mix of a baby naming day and a bit of a housewarming because they'd moved into a new house.
Oh, so they're just cramming it all in.
Mm. And interestingly enough, a celebrant sort of got up, or a celebrant, I guess, sort of got up and sort of conducted this baby naming ceremony.
Ah.
And then, I don't know if you see where I'm going with this, Dean. And then they said...
I'm not psychic, so...
We welcome you all to this wedding. It was a surprise wedding.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! A surprise wedding?
It was so exciting,
okay,
to be a part of.
That's fantastic.
So great,
that's
isn't it?
Really cool. Oh, well, yeah, you were complaining about weddings a couple of weeks back, but now a surprise one.
How much fun to get to go to one. You don't even have to stress about the whole thing.
Ah, nice.
It was so beautiful. It's just in their backyard. It was very, very casual. It was very them. They sort of, that was their sort of style, I guess. They never wanted
it.
A big deal. So they just...
Didn't have one.
I guess, in a way, tricked all of their friends and family.
Here's what I worry when these things are going on is, wouldn't you be kicking yourselves if you're the one that just had a bit of a big night? Like, oh, I'm not going to come. It's just a baby naming ceremony. You'd be kicking yourself.
I thought that. I could, because it would be so easy to just not go. In fact, it was someone that I work with and someone else from work didn't go and is feeling all of those feels at the moment. But it was such a beautiful moment. It's not something I've ever been a part of. I love the idea of it. But this moment where the celebrant said, "This is actually a wedding." She said it very nonchalantly and nobody really picked up.
It was very casual.
A lot of us sort of went, "Oh, she said the wrong word. Oh, she's messed it up." And then she goes, no, I'm serious. And all of a sudden this gasp among, nobody knew. No friends, no family, no.
Is it like that?
The parents didn't know. Nobody knew. Exactly
like that. Exactly like that, but bigger.
But with 50 people.
Oh, I love it. Well, have you ever had a bit of a surprise that you've thrown people and have shocked them with? Why don't you let us know? Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or honor@joy.org.au. What's the biggest way you've celebrated something surprisingly? We want to hear about it. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. And coming up, we're going to find out all about the Melbourne Marching Girls.
Oh, wow. Right up our alley, Jake.
I know. Exercise. It's very up our alley. You're on Joy.
Why can't you see that I'm still mad about Dean, even though I found out about Dean?
That, you know, and I don't mind what I found out. It was good stuff. Hello, Australians. It's Craig Hill here, all the way from Scotland, and you're listening to Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9. I can't think of anything else I'd rather do on a Wednesday. You're mad.
Neither can I, Robbie.
The soulful tunes of Craig Hill. No, the sultry tunes.
Sultry, soulful. Yeah, soulful, something that's coming up a little bit later.
It's in my mind. Stay tuned, people.
Now, it has been a long weekend, and I, like so many people, really struggled getting back into the grind of things today. Did you, Robbie?
Yeah, it was a little bit harder today. It's almost like a little mini holiday. It's like going back to work after a little holiday.
But it was just confusing. Like when you're like me and you're doing a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit everywhere, I suddenly realised at 3 o'clock yesterday that I didn't even remember about the race.
Yeah,
and,
right.
I mean, not that I'm that fast, to be honest. But then I was like, oh, I should get out of the house and go and enjoy this weather and do something. So what did you get up to over your long
weekend? As each year goes on and on and on, Cup Day for me is a very, very quiet day because it is usually off the back of a few days off, you know, letting loose for a little bit, Tuesday's a transitional day. Getting yourself a bit calmer and getting ready to go back to work.
But how nice is it getting ready to go back to work for 3 days?
Yeah, I know. The best, isn't it?
It's a good way to think, isn't
it? I'm really looking forward to... I've got to come back... I don't know, this is a little bit in the future, but my work shuts down over Christmas, as a lot of workplaces do. And I will be returning to work... on Friday, I think it's the 4th of January. So I'll have 1 day. I'll be off for about 3 weeks, and I'll be back for 1 day, then a couple more days off. Good way to ease into
it. That's a nice way to do it. Christmas is on a Wednesday this year. Does that mean we're...
Well, we closed down over that whole period anyway.
Oh, okay.
We live very different lives in that respect.
We really do.
You get ramped up. I mean, because everybody else has got time off, so everybody else wants to be entertained.
Yeah, no, it's exhausting. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, somehow I make it work.
Same as these last few days. I get to put my feet up and you're busier than ever.
I'll be honest, like, hay fever's hit me really hard and I could not be more confused. And it's funny because I'm dealing with people in other states as well. And they just didn't realise that there was a public holiday. And yesterday, phone call after phone call. So it's a public holiday in Australia.
Yeah.
In Victoria, sorry. It's a public holiday in Victoria. So
it is unique to us. I forget it's one of those ones that we don't share.
Well, it's that funny thing where I do encourage people to actually call me rather than writing me Facebook messages or WhatsApps. I'm getting communicated by... So I got a press release via Snapchat the other day, Robbie. It's very confusing.
Yeah, right. That's very confusing.
I'm like, just call me.
Isn't the very nature of Snapchat that you can't... You can't have continual access to it.
It's meant to be the point. I don't know what's... I think everyone's trying to be cutting edge and I'm not cutting edge.
No.
Who are we kidding?
No, let's just go back to old-fashioned ways. Look, I'm not at all surprised that you're confused, Dean, because we're now in November. A month up until a few weeks ago, you forgot existed.
Oh, I forgot that it existed. It wasn't even here. And now I'm like, November. Okay.
I won't be letting you live that one down anytime soon.
That's fair. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and this is I Ain't Missing You. But Robbie, I was missing you.
Aw, same.
Good to be back. You're on Joy. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
How was that? A bit of Liam Rhymes.
I know. How good was it?
Yeah.
I was dancing in the studio.
Don't Hold Back, Blast from the Past.
Mm-hmm.
Speed it up for a little bit of a dance break.
I love a bit of a boogie.
Gotta love that. Dean, we have a bit of an obsession. Well, I have a bit of an obsession. I think lots of other people do. Crazy things rich people get up to.
There's so much, isn't there?
There's been a show. There was a show recently on TV there's always been shows about overspending and the silly things that people seem to do with
money. I would love to have that kind of a life where I could just spend money on something and not worry about the consequences.
I think we all would, and we have this curious fascination with what crazy people do. Now, there are these people called luxury travel specialists, right? And a few of them have got together and contributed to an article about some of the most ridiculous travel requests that they've gotten from people
with the money,
which I love very much. I think this is very, very interesting stuff. We obviously big fans of Amazing Race. There's a whole group of couples, 14 couples in fact, that had their luxury travel specialist organise them a scavenger hunt around
their
the world.
Their own Amazing Race.
Their own scavenger hunt. I don't think there was any eliminations, but it was like a scavenger hunt all across
Europe. A worldwide
Europe.
Scavenger hunt.
Yeah,
I love that.
Love it. They had to...
Oh, how much fun would that be?
Rearrange Scrabble pieces to find out where they were going next. And this, the person spent...
Could you imagine if you just go to the wrong country because you've rearranged the wrong letters the wrong way?
The person spent 6 months putting this whole plan together. I hopefully there was some fail safes in there so that you wouldn't just go to the wrong places.
I kind of love it.
One couple was worried about their daughter was a bit scared on holidays, so had her pet hamster hand delivered by a hamster babysitter to where they were holidaying.
No, you've got to be kidding.
Yeah, no, they got on the plane with the hamster. Slightly less thing to travel is a phone. There was a woman in Venice who dropped her phone in the river, but unfortunately she wasn't able to get a phone sent to her, so she just paid for someone to bring a new phone over to Venice for her.
I want that life, or at least I want to be that person that's employed to just bring something to a rich person. You know, like, that would be really nice.
This is a level of crazy. Tell me, would you ever get to this sort of level of crazy? There's a one woman who...
I mean, it's me, so yes.
Well, firstly, this is nuts. She claims to have an allergy to the colour purple, so she had someone organise a hotel trip, all her hotel stays and all of her restaurants and anything that she could never be around the colour purple.
I would not like her. I love the colour purple.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I just imagine having so much money that that's how you can make your life be a certain way, that you can define things that way. Like,
it's a problem that if no one ever says no to you, you just, your requests get crazier and crazier. I think.
But it would. Why not? Well, you don't have any of these problems. But these are also people that have stylists just come and style them every day. There's a reason why they always look amazing, is because they employ people to make them look amazing. Mm. Like, you wouldn't catch them in sleeveless tops like me and tracksuit pants around the house. Nah.
Yeah, I would love to know how to dress myself to look good. The manager at the Beverly Hills Hotel, I love this, was asked to arrange a wedding for a guest dog at a cost of $22,000. Now, I didn't even spend that much on my own wedding, let alone a wedding for a dog.
Do you know what? And it makes you suddenly realise shows like the Real Housewives franchise, where you think they're doing these ridiculous things, but that's just their life.
It's just
what they do. It seems ridiculous to us, but it's just what they do, and because they've got the money and because they can.
There's got to be a better way to spend your time, though, right?
I mean, yeah, there's got to be, but some people are lucky.
I hope that these people are also very philanthropic. I shouldn't try and say words I don't
and
understand.
You know, but Joy can always use a bit of money. So.
Exactly. I mean, most people who make money there is an element of their life that do that, I'm sure. But gosh, I just hope that they're doing good as well.
I'm sure they are. Otherwise, they'll end up like that family in Schitt's Creek.
Oh, gosh.
It'll all go horribly wrong.
It will. Karma will come back to get you.
Absolutely. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
And finally, a man in the UK has driven unsupervised to his own driving test, then fails it, and then is arrested. West Midlands police say it is their 10th time the motorist failed his driving test. He drove to the examiner centre in a stolen car. Currently 21 degrees in Melbourne town. Tomorrow, windy showers developing with a top of 17.
Do you know, Gary, I failed my driver's test the first time.
But not the 10th.
No, but not the 10th. No, but I actually, I was pretty stressed. I didn't like my instructor. Mm-hmm. He was an Italian man, a client of my father's.
Admitted he was ugly.
We did not gel. And I'm, as anyone who's been a personal trainer of mine, because there have been many, just for 1 week, would know, I don't do the kind of encouragement that might work on other people. Doesn't work with me. I'm like, I don't need constructive. I don't need pushing. I just need to be explained clearly what happens. That was not this guy's approach. Uh-huh. So it was constantly stressful and ridiculous. And I passed the driving part, but then was so angry. He was just so infuriating and got me so angry that it was the touch screen, and I just failed the touch screen immediately because I was just hitting all the buttons and didn't even know what I was doing. And then they were like, you have to come back tomorrow. Okay. Passed it in no problem. So, you know, if in doubt, just do it again. What about you, Robbie? How was your driving test?
Oh, gosh, I can't even remember. Such a long time ago, but I'm sure I aced it immediately.
But you can drive me to trivia after the show, yeah?
Thanks for bringing it up again, T. seems like I have no choice.
Yeah.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.